We are another step closer to training camp here at Broncos headquarters. Phil Milani, Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer along to take you to training camp. And guys, let's look at the fresh faces. Let's look at the guys who haven't even played a snap yet in the NFL, the rookies. Mace, who do you see as a rookie who has the potential to be a key contributor this year?
Well, let's start with running back Devontae Booker, the Broncos' fourth round choice. Now, what he can do, I think, is going to depend on how he fares against Ronnie Hillman. I think those two are the primary guys battling to be the number two running back behind C.J. Anderson, who has really consolidated his position, I think, as the number one running back with a very strong offseason to this point. With Booker, he overcame torn meniscus. He was full speed by the end of OTAs. Really showed a lot of potential. Showed that versatility they displayed at Utah as a guy who can make plays on the ground, can help in pass protection, and can also catch passes out of the backfield. Was reading the zone read blocks naturally, good fit. I think he's got a chance to contribute right away.
Yeah, I like Devontae Booker too. The guy really can pop, and he was limited for a good chunk of the offseason program. I'm going to take a look at the other side of the ball and the two rookie safeties, Will Parks and Justin Simmons. I know that the coaches really like how smart they are, how their instincts, how they like to get after film, and then you see their athleticism out on the field. Justin Simmons has a lot of length. He can kind of be that center fielder back there. And Will Parks looks like he can really fly around too. Considering the way that they use safeties and stuff, I think they could play a huge role this season, even as rookies.
How much do you think these guys are going to be counted on, though? I know last year you think about guys like Max Garcia. Matt Paradis wasn't technically a rookie, but very limited experience as far as NFL snaps. So, Mace, first to you, how do you think that these rookies are going to get into games, or how do you see them factoring into, I guess, extended snaps?
Well, I think with Devontae Booker, it may well depend on the health at running back, because injuries tend to be inevitable for that position, and I think if C.J. Anderson gets hurt at some point, then Devontae Booker could see a pretty long run, could see 20, 22 touches in a game at some point. We haven't mentioned Paxton Lynch, of course. We're going to touch on quarterbacks in the future segment of this series, but if he wins the quarterback job, obviously, he's going to be the rookie that contributes most, but you know, he ended OTAs pretty clearly as the number three guy, as indicated by Gary Kubiak when he talked in the last week of OTAs. And as for the safeties, Justin Simmons and Will Parks, they may well be battling to be David Bruton Jr. Now, Shiloh Keo, they brought him back. He's in the mix, but Simmons, I think, maybe a little bit of ahead of Will Parks in the quest to be the number three safety. Simmons had a very good offseason, and one of the things I liked, very aggressive, even to the last day of OTAs, he actually got into a collision with Jordan Norwood going up for the ball. All parties were okay, but you kind of like to see that aggression.
Another rookie that we haven't even mentioned yet, Andy Janovic. He could play a huge role, knowing how Gary Kubiak really likes to use the fullback. Talking to C.J. Anderson earlier, he said, it's like he knows where I want to go and fills the hole, and I think that he could play a big role too.
Another guy, Riley Dixon, pushing Britton Colquitt. So there's a lot of guys that could push established starters right now for those starting jobs here in just a little bit. Okay, for Phil Milani, Andrew Mason, I'm Matt Boyer. This has been another episode of Countdown to Training Camp on Broncos TV.